Alaska is one of a handful of states in which pro-life organizers are working to revise legal attitudes toward the unborn. But as Ellen Lockyer reports, an Alaska backlash is brewing against the nationwide effort to legally declare unborn fetuses as legal persons.
Eagle River's Christopher Kirka has applied for and been granted the permission to begin the process of putting an initiative on the 2012 state ballot. Kirka's bill, extending legal person status to the pre-birth stages of human development, has been given the go-ahead by State Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell. In a letter to Kirka, Campbell states that the proposed bill meets state statutory requirements. But Vic Fisher, Alaska's elder statesman and a signer of the Alaska Constitution, says Kirka's initiative is not constitutional. Fisher and the Alaska Civil Liberties Union have filed a suit against Campbell, saying that the lieutenant governor should not have certified the initiative application and seeking to stop any further action by initiative sponsors.
We feel that the initiative is so improper in form as well as intent and substance that they shouldn't even be out there getting signatures.
Fisher says the initiative violates the state constitution.
And the attorney general issued a namby-pamby opinion saying this will not affect abortion. I consider this initiative to violate a number of provisions of the Alaska Constitution. It is designed for one purpose only, and that purpose is to stop women from exercising choice.
Attorney General Dan Sullivan has issued an opinion indicating that the initiative, if passed, would not lead to abortion being illegal in the state of Alaska. But opponents say if the initiative meets with voter approval, it could have far-reaching consequences. Meanwhile, the initiative sponsor, Christopher Kirker, when reached on his cell phone, says that signature gathering won't begin until next year.
We just got the booklets on November 5th, and we just started organizing circulators and collecting petitions. So we're probably going to have a kickoff campaign, or kickoff for the campaign in January, and then we'll be collecting signatures all of next year till November when we have our deadline, and then we'll probably get this on the ballot for the 2012 primary.
Kirka says he doesn't know much about the lawsuit against Campbell. He says earlier reports that the initiative is aimed at the 2010 ballot are false. According to Kirka, if passed, the initiative would give fetuses the same 14th Amendment rights under the U.S. Constitution as any other citizen. If a fetus's personhood is established, he says, that fetus would be protected from deprivation of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. Opponents say if a fetus is granted personhood, that could entitle a fetus to a permanent fund check. Kirka must gather more than 32,000 signatures to get the initiative on the state ballot. I'm Ellen Lockyer.